Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brujan, the lead runner at third. The pitch. Swing and a liner. Pass second. That's the game. Ian Happ, the game winner for the Cubs. He throws his helmet in the air. Ian Happ, all these years beating the Pirates. Cubs take 3 out of 4. And the Pirates just cannot score. 3-2, Chicago in 10.
Friggin' Ian Happ, man.
Yeah, he's a Pirates killer.
He is Ted Damn Williams against the Pirates, this guy.
Yep. I mean, he's always like, I was thinking about this series, and whenever it first started, I was like, it's free money. Putting a bet on Ian Happ to get, you know, a hit or two hits or whatever. It's free money. Because he's going to at some point.
It's wild, man, what he has done against the Pirates. You made a little money off Ian Happ this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's every single time. Every time he plays the Pirates, you got to sprinkle a little something on Ian Happ. A total basis, two total bases. Like, it's going to happen.
You're right.
Yep.
He graduated with my sister-in-law, this guy, Ian Happ.
He's Mount Lebanon?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's buddies with some of my buddies. He's not my buddy.
Mm.
I wish you were my buddy. I wish you were a Pirate. But if you were a Pirate, he would stink.
Of course.
Not to be critical. Harry, you had something to add? Why aren't you wearing headphones?
That's a great question.
It makes it tough to have the back and forth. That's why you stepped all over your own intro to the NBC thing when we played it in the last segment.
No, my voice was on there. I heard it afterwards. Anyway, I did want to mention Mitch Keller pitched around Ian Happ a little bit in that first inning. Ian Happ then stole second and scored. The Cubs got their first run without getting a hit.
Sounds like a guy who hosted the Pirates pre- and post-game show yesterday.
Yes. That was me.
All right, why don't you give us your analysis from over the weekend? Because it had me wanting to punch myself in the face the way that the Pirates played.
Well, Joe Block, I heard as well say, I thought it was hilarious, that the Pirates really have not scored more than two runs for Mitch Keller in an entire start, and they scored two runs in the first inning, making it seem like Joe was like, yeah, they'll probably score more, right? 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 And then they didn't score for the rest of the game. And the Cubs didn't score either, which is fine. A great job by the pitching staff to keep the game tied at 2 for the entire game. A bit of shame to Mitch Keller for giving up the lead immediately, but, you know, things happen. But for the Pirates not to score for 9 innings, one of which was an extra inning, and Key Brian Hayes, he hit an outside curveball to the left side. Couldn't hit a ground ball to the right side to advance Adam Frazier, who was automatically put on second.
That's like the one thing he's supposed to do is plunk a ball the opposite way.
He pulled an outside curveball. That's no good. Can't do that. Not in that situation. You got to get that guy over.
3 losses out of the 4 games. You lose 3-2. You lose 2-1. You lose 3-2. How many consecutive road series have they now lost, Callis?
I don't know consecutive, but I know out of 11 road series, they've lost 9 of 11 of those series.
Oh, my God. They cannot win on the road. You had a great pitching performance in game 3 of this series, where you have Burrows go 5 1/3, strikes out 8. He's looked really good his last couple of starts. You have Ashcraft clean it up at the end, pitches 2 innings, 2 strikeouts. He throws 18 pitches, 14 of them are strikes. He's got an ERA of 0.93. So you watch that game and you go, wow, the Pirates, they have so much young pitching depth. Like, Burrows has almost been an afterthought. He's got really good stuff. Ashcraft, they're like, we need him up here because he's good and he can help our bullpen. Ideally, he's going to be a starter at some point. He's been outstanding for the Pirates since his call-up. But that right there, in a series that was really a microcosm of the season, Doran, that game was a microcosm of the season. Great young pitching, score 1 run, lose. You're right there. Seriously, you are competitive with the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, the best team in the division. Every game you make them sweat. Every game comes down to the wire. The game you win is in extra innings, but you can't win the series. You lose the series. Why? Because you're 2 damn bats away. That's how I felt watching these games this weekend. You are on the cusp of being on the cusp, but you're not there because you haven't developed hitters. You didn't pay for hitters. 4-1 score games against the best team in your division, and you win one of them.
Yep.
Maddening.
Skeens talked about that when we had him on during the Five Alarm event that we put on, and you know, the one-run games, and you have to figure out a way to get over that hump, and you're absolutely right. Like, you just watch those games, and it's like, all right, well, this is all pure lineup, and who's in what spot of that lineup, and can you count on somebody getting a hit or two hits or three hits to actually, you know, help you win these games? Like, they have one section of their team that is legit, and it's a shame to watch the other portion of the team, you know, not be able to come through. I mean, that's been the story of the Pittsburgh Pirates for the last how many years, at least in this, you know, modern time, is that they refuse to get legit hitters. And you would hope that they have learned their lesson this coming off season, but I don't know. It's hard to trust that process. It's hard to trust it.
Yes, it is. You would hope that the embarrassment that they've suffered would lead them in a different direction this off season,
right?
But I'll believe it when I see it. I just did some fast math. The Pirates have played more one-run games than any team in Major League Baseball. They're tied with San Francisco. So San Francisco has played 31 one-run games. The Pirates have played 31 one-run games. No one else has played that. Many of the Pirates are 14 and 17. So when Skeens comes on with you guys, and I'm happy you brought it there because that's where I was going to go, Dorn. When Skeens says, we're close, I actually do buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got this great young pitching staff. And you played in a bunch of one-run games. And Neil Walker has talked to us about this all the time, 2011, 2012. You're playing a bunch of one-run games, and you expect, as a player, eventually they're going to start going in our favor. You find a way to win these games. You learn from losing these games. Any experience is good experience. And I'm just waiting for it to turn, for that switch to flip for the Pirates. But guess what? It can't in an intangible sense. Like, oh yeah, the experience helps. But you know what? It's a luck of the draw kind of thing, unless you've got better players. Like, Donnie Kelly, I think we can all agree on this, is a better manager than Derek Shelton.
Correct.
He's a better ball knower. He's a baseball man. He seems to motivate these guys in a way that Derek Shelton wouldn't. He seems to garner the respect of this clubhouse in a way that Shelton didn't. That can only take you so far. Then you need players. You need a guy to come through with a two-out runner in scoring position hit. And yeah, Adam Frazier will do it every once in a while, and maybe even Tommy Pham will find the head of the bat to the baseball every once in a while. You know, blind squirrels, nuts, things of that nature. I want good players up in those situations. And the reality of the situation is that they don't have enough good baseball players.
Right.
And they are, the more you watch this team, the more and more and more it crystallizes that they are wasting not just Paul Skeens, but a really good young pitching staff.
Yep.
Do you know who I feel bad for the most of the pitching staff?
Mitch Keller?
Yeah. Do you know his record?
He's 1-9.
There you go. And I asked Bob Walk.
And he has 11 quality starts that are good for second in all of Major League Baseball. What the frig?
I know. And I asked.
Was he 1-10 or 1-9?
1-9. He didn't get a decision yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because the game was tied when he got taken out. But he pitched 6 quality innings. And the only 2 runs he gave up were in that first inning. But I asked Bob Walk on the postgame show, I'm like, why do they not score for Mitch Keller? And he said, well, they don't score for anybody.
That's right.
And I said, I know, but I feel bad because Keller's 1-9.
Yep.
He's 1-9. And Bob was like, oh, that's true. I was like, yeah. Not
you,
good.
You got a that's true from Bob Walk?
He was being a little, I thought I could ask him better questions from what he, I don't know. But
wait a second. Here, let's do this on the air. So why don't you air check yourself right now? It didn't go well with Bob, you don't think?
I feel like I asked him questions, and when he was answering, he was like, well, actually, Nick, and I was like, oh.
Ah, yeah. You got
this,
well,
this
actually.
Young punk.
But then, like,
this Johnny come lately,
yeah,
doesn't know ball.
Punk thinks he
didn't
knows.
You tell him about turning around the 92-mile-an-hour fastball from the non-Irish-Irish pitcher the other night?
I did not, and he actually referred to me as Nicholas through the entire interview there, which it made me a little bit uncomfortable because I'm like, wow, this really got formal.
Do you think he did the thing, and I've done this before too because I don't trust my brain, do you think he wrote down your name on a sheet of paper right in front of him so that he could refer to you by your name?
I don't know. Yes. But the one point where we were talking about, I remember saying that, I'm like, well, why don't they score for Mitch? He was like, well, they don't score for anybody. And that's when I was like, well, Mitch is the only one that's 1-9 right now. He only has one win. And Bob was like, well, yeah.
Paul Skeens has an ERA of 1.78. They are 4-6.
Right.
Or he, I should say, is 4-6. Mitch Keller has an ERA in the low fours. He is 1-9. For God's sakes, can we help our guys out? That is unforgivable. Those are the stats of the season for this team. Like, you can say 14-17 in one-run games, and that it just makes you want to throw yourself down a flight of stairs. But Mitch Keller has 11 quality starts. He's got a 4.08 ERA, and he is 1-9. He's won 10% of his decisions. They have a stat. It's called quality. He going out there every chance. He gives you a chance to win, and you've lost 9 of his 10 decisions. It's unforgivable.
Only 2 of his starts this season has he given up 6 or more earned runs. It's a very good starter.
He had a bad outing against the Yankees. I think he was bad against the Giants, I want to say. Other than that, he's given them a shot single time out. Was it Atlanta?
It was against the Astros at the beginning of the month.
Ah, well, I was almost there. I would have guessed the Astros at some point. Might have been the 30th team I'd have guessed, but yeah. I'd have guessed him at some point.
Got there.
And then Bednar goes out there because in the extra innings rules suck, so he goes out there and it's like, hey, good luck to you. There's a guy on second. Best of luck. You get the loss. Tough series, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at some point, you wonder what we're going to say about them. Like, well, you want to talk about the Pirates on the flagship. What is there left to say? Because every single loss, it's like Groundhog's Day. It's the same thing over and over again. It's like the Brian Kelly clip that they play the death out of on the midday show. It's the same thing. We're doing the same thing. It is. It's true.
Yep. All day. Every day.
Can Skeens win the Cy Young with a losing record? I do want to get into that. Shohei Ohtani is going to pitch tonight for the first time in a damn Dodgers uniform. Should they let Paul Skeens hit? We can get into that. I know we've had passionate debates about this in the past. Maybe I've changed my opinion on it. You've got the Fenway Sports Group, owner of the Boston Red Sox, selling off big-time assets by way of salary dumps, which, what the hell have they got going on lately? Trying to sell the Penguins? Now they're moving on from $250 million players? We'll get into all that over the course of the next half hour or so, and you can chime in at 412-928-9370. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Of course, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How about those poverty Red Sox trading Rafael Devers?
Mm.
What the hell?
After they just swept the Yankees, and Devers had a home run yesterday. Like, literally after he hit a home run, I think it was in, like, maybe the 8th inning. An hour later, he's traded.
Do you know the context behind it?
Please, do tell me what you think the context is. Yeah.
The Red Sox signed Alex Bregman, and Rafael Devers was their third baseman. But Alex Bregman plays third base, and he felt betrayed by that. And then they started playing him at first base and designated hitting him more. And then he was causing a problem in the clubhouse because he was complaining.
Didn't we talk about that before the season with somebody? Who did we talk about that with?
Rafael Devers?
Yeah, playing third base. And, you know, because he obviously had a quote with saying that he was upset about it. And
we definitely did. Because we were wondering, like, you know, what kind of team guys are out there that would be willing to play anywhere? Like, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right,
Dwayne. Yeah.
Because I think when we're talking about IKF, or it doesn't matter.
We did talk about that.
We definitely talked about it. Does Rafael Devers know that Matt Chapman plays third base for the Giants and he's got an 812 OPS and he's a really good player and he's won a gold glove? Because he might walk into the same exact damn situation there that he just had in Boston. Like, beggars, choosers, that whole thing.
Wouldn't you want to just be a DH if you're making $310 million? Like, wouldn't you just want to just hit?
Me?
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he just want to just be a DH? Like, why go out in the field?
Yeah, just sit on my ass.
And just hit. I'm making $300 million.
Pop a couple of zinnies in.
Yeah.
Some seeds.
I mean, he has a big chaw in every time that he's at the plate.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he either has nine zins in there or he's got the old stuff. The tobacco.
Yeah, I guess he just, maybe he's more willing to DH for a different team. He just felt betrayed by the Red Sox for having that position for so long and then not getting to play there consistently now.
A lot of people yesterday were saying, I mean, because it was not a lot, the return that the Red Sox got. It was basically a clubhouse dump and a salary dump, and there's some nice pieces there, but this was not like this massive, like we got this haul back in return.
Jordan Hicks has the 102-mile-per-hour sinker.
Great. A lot of Pirates fans saying, Butko should have done this. I mean, yeah, right. Ideally, sure. I would rather take, just as an example, he's going to make $27 million next year, Devers. Making $31 this year. I would rather just spend $31 million right. on a couple of hitters.
A couple guys, yeah. Yes.
But what is up with the Fenway Sports Group? I think that's an interesting discussion with all of this. Like, they're selling, maybe, the Penguins. And now the Red Sox, one of the few big market teams of Major League Baseball that can actually spend money. Now they're salary dumping this guy? Are you broke?
I was shocked that the Giants are absorbing the entire contract.
Well, that's why the return wasn't so great,
because
they took all the money. And so I think that's what Pirates fans were arguing. Hey, just you spend some money, you get this guy. What it made me think of was they ain't getting jack if they want to trade Brian Reynolds.
No.
Brian Reynolds, not as good as Devers.
Especially Orr Hayes, too.
Yeah, and those contracts pale in comparison, right. But at least you look at Reynolds as a $100 million deal. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's going to take all that salary, you're probably not getting very much for a guy whose OPS still hasn't climbed over 700 at last I looked this year. I don't think you're getting much for that, dude. Mm. I would rather hold on to him and just hope he reverts back to form
yes.
instead of trade him for nothing, basically. 412-928-9370. Do you feel like Harry's trying to show off for the intern?
Of course. Well, he. I mean,
it
he's
could be that
high.
It's a baseball conversation, but he's chiming in more than he's ever chimed in right now.
I've never had a better Monday in the history of my life than this Monday for all the events that transpired this weekend. I had a great week last week. I got to play baseball, and then you gained more respect for me even before you heard me on television. Then I was on television and didn't know it for the U.S. Open. I got to host Pirates pregame and postgame. I feel very informed and awake this morning.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
That's never going to stop being cool.
Nope.
Are you more mad or proud? Doran loves Michael Keaton. Doran loves Michael Keaton like Michael Keaton is his grandfather.
Yes. I don't know if I'm proud. Like, I mean, it was a shot in the dark. I was like, all right, let's get a clip of 93.7 The Fan. And who's this guy? Okay, he said the damn station's name and he got on. That's what happened. Like, it's not like a proud, like, callous, like, did something to get that opportunity and do anything. He just got lucky.
Do you think the NBC executives turned off the station immediately after hearing that?
Yes. Yes. Listen.
When on Friday, Callis was like, oh, you're listening to 93.7 The Fan. Whatever you guys want to talk about, 412-928-9370. I've prepared nothing. I'm open for anything. And they're just like, we got what we need. Forget about it.
Am I proud? I'm not proud. Proud.
You do sound jealous in a way that I've never heard you sound jealous before.
I am. I'm very jealous. I just don't know how we saw how that stuff works. If you're trying to get a clip, like you're, how are you going to pick him?
Because I said the name of the station. That was it. I'm convinced of that.
Amazon was doing the Thursday night broadcast. Remember when the Steelers took on Bailey Zappi and the New England Patriots? And so the NFL Films crew came in here and they're like, we're going to use something on our introduction. And so I feel like we were all catering our takes.
Yep.
The best possible takes that we could formulate as succinctly as possible that were kind of wide-reaching and broad so that we could get included. It changed the entire content of our show.
For sure.
We also all dressed up.
Yep.
Like, Callis was dressed to the nines. We were looking fly as we possibly could be.
I wasn't even close to being on that.
It was me, and then they did you another time.
Yep.
So we've all been represented nationally. Meanwhile, when Pony and Mueller were talked about, was it on Fox Sports? They got their names completely wrong.
When?
Mulsey was talking about the Steelers and T.J. Watt. I forget what the context was. And they were like, oh, Mike Filippone and Paul Mohler. We're the show of record on this station, baby. You think Pomp's bummed out? It could have been Pomp's voice. Because let's just call it what it is. This is fairly staggering. From the staggering Harry Callis to the polished professional Michael Keaton.
What?
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
I mean, Pomp to Keaton would have been a much easier transition.
Yeah.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong. It almost sounds here like Harry is asking good morning. Like, good morning.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Good morning. Hello.
I think they might have asked Keaton like what he would do in the morning whenever he is here. And what station do you listen to? I think he said The Fan.
He's listening to The Fan.
I think so.
We just got the biggest endorsement we've ever gotten. And it's from one Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, P1, 93.7 The Fan listener.
Yep. Featuring your headlining host, me.
Unbelievable. Can we stop talking about it? I'm getting upset again.
The biggest name in Pittsburgh sports media to kick off final day coverage of the 125th U.S. Open from Oakmont. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Harry Callis.
At least pick somebody that can swing a golf club. Like, god damn.
Hey, I could swing a golf
you
club.
Stink.
I shot a 113 at
113?
Rolling Green in Washington. Yeah. Is that bad?
Yes.
Oh.
113. Rolling Green. Let's take this guy.
Text us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us.
I really don't ask for that much, Crowley.
South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You know, you're low maintenance.
I'm upset.
I did watch maybe 5 minutes of the U.S. Open, too, which is ironic.
Can you name 5 Michael Keaton movies? You watched 5 minutes? Give us 3 Keaton movies.
If you can't, I swear to goodness. I swear.
He can't.
Batman.
Okay.
Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. You said one earlier.
Did I really?
No. He did.
I did.
Of course you didn't.
What, didn't he say Batman? I already said that.
Said another one.
Torin, I'm so sorry.
What high school did he go to?
What?
You better get this one.
What? Ray Kroc, the founder. He played McDonald's movie, right? He was the guy, yeah.
What high school did he go to? You better
know.
Get this one.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Your mom works there.
Montour?
Yes.
Oh.
God.
You ever see Spotlight?
No.
Tough watch. Hell of a movie.
Oh, he was in that one, too. Yeah, I've seen that before.
Coming up next, I would suggest you watch the YouTube stream. You might see Doran strangle Callis live on the air. Just go to YouTube.com, and you can search 93.7 The Fan live stream. You'll find it right there.
I am a victim of circumstance.
You are a
what?
Hero of circumstance.
I'm this- a hero. A circumstance? I didn't ask for this, Doran. You know what? If I could give it to you, I would give it to you. I'm sorry. I can't help that I said the station, and I say the station every morning to introduce my show, and then they picked that. I'm sorry.
I think every segment from now on out, we have to do that. You're listening to The Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan, KDKA-FM, just at the beginning of every segment. Give ourselves a better chance. The extra lottery ticket, Doran.
Mm.
It is 7:34. We've gone long. It's time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Shohei Ohtani going to pitch tonight for the first time as a Los Angeles Dodger. Should the Pirates let Paul Skeens hit? We'll get to that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Alice, you said we all just got a tweet.
It says, hey, Doran and Crowley, if Michael Keaton is Batman, does that make Callis Robin? I'm Michael Keaton's Robin for the U.S. Open. Oh, Doran's looking at me with the eyes. Oh,
you said he's like the Penguin.
Why am I a Penguin?
Just the body shape.
Oh.
This is where you insult me back.
No.
He's just staring
no,
at
cause
me.
No, because Doran said it, not you. You were just explaining the meaning. You are the insult expert, that's for sure, of this show.
I thought we were done with this.
Ready for some stats?
Yes.
So Shohei Ohtani is going to pitch tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers, which just, does that not make you sick? The dude steals 60 bases last year. He hits 8 million home runs. He's the MVP. Everyone's genuflecting. And now, finally, oh, the Dodgers can bolster their pitching staff. Boy, they've been hard down on the luck, man. Those Dodgers, they need that pitching help. So he's going to pitch, and it makes me think about Paul Skeens and whether or not he should hit, because he hit a bunch of home runs for Air Force. There were multiple experts who went on Starkey's show over the course of the last 2 years that said if Skeens wanted to hit and spent a lot of time hitting, that he may have been able to be a first-round pick as a hitter. Now, we had people on that said because he hadn't hit in a while, he probably wouldn't have been that. But if he put his time into that, he could hit. Here's some stats. 174 batting average, .208 on-base percentage, .239 slugging, .447 OPS. Does that sound like Tommy Pham's stat line? Because it's not. It's Garrett Cole in his second full season hitting as a Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher.
I thought you were going to say Tommy Pham, but yes. Okay.
That is Garrett Cole hitting the baseball. Now, those aren't good numbers. Those are good hitting numbers for a pitcher, though. Like, he could handle the bat, but he was never somebody that was going to be drafted or could have been drafted to hit. Whereas Skeens, if he had put his mind to it, if he had put his time to it, if LSU had allowed him really to do that, he probably could have been a first-round pick just hitting the baseball. Meanwhile, Tommy Pham has a .501 OPS and a .42 OPS plus. So you weren't getting numbers that were that much worse than Tommy Pham from a good hitting pitcher in Garrett Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Because you routinely play Tommy Pham, I'd actually be fine with letting Skeens figure it out.
Yeah.
And you've been on that for a while. My thing had been, if he's going to do it, you should have done it from the start so that in the minor leagues he could have hit the baseball and there could have been a buildup to it and he could have worked on it. Now he would have to learn against big league pitchers. And that's probably not going to go great. And no. I'm not saying he would be the Shohei Ohtani. But if he wanted to, damn right, man, I'd let him do it. Well, I'd let him give it a try. Why
not?
I
asked him that specifically. I was like, do you miss hitting or catching more whenever we talked to him 2 weeks ago? And he said catching. Like, he barely even talked about the hitting, so like I don't even know if he would even want to hit.
It sounds like his mind has changed on that a little bit, because whenever he initially came out, he said, yeah, I'd be open for it.
Right, right.
I don't think he'd want to anymore, and you guys just had the conversation with him, and by the sounds of it, I mean, he's got a 178 ERA. He's probably going to win the Cy Young. We'll get into that. If he wanted to, I'd let him. I would, especially because he thinks they're close to being able to win. But I'm sure the frustration is mounting for him. And so whatever he'd ask for, I'd just give it to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you can to keep the guy happy, whatever he'd ask, I'd give it to him.
That ballpark would be packed, too. Like, if you wanted to get a nice little pop for revenue, if you're feeling like you're not really getting the most out of everything right now, like, if you put it out there that Skeens is going to hit, everybody would go.
You know how he had that game against the Yankees at the end of last season where he pitches just, what, 2 innings?
Mm-hmm.
Just so he'd go out there, pitch against them, make his final start. Last series of the year at home, they should just let him hit for 3 games.
That'd be great.
And I think he could, if given a little bit of time, hit better than Tommy Pham.
Yes.
And that should not be the bar that you have to hurdle to get to do the Shohei Ohtani thing. But for this team, you routinely roll that guy out there in your starting lineup. So you are seemingly okay with playing somebody that's not helping you with the bat in their hands. Why not try it with that guy? 412-928-9370. It is crazy to me that Tommy Pham's numbers are not that much better than what Garrett Cole's were as a hitter in his second full season with the Pirates. That is wild and disgusting. Texter, his trade value would go way up. Well, yeah, if he was able to hit well.
If it was decent, yeah. Which I don't think that there's nothing to be on this team. I think he would actually be above 200.
I think it would take time. I will never doubt a single thing with this man.
I just look at it like this, and like obviously it just hasn't been like this in the past whenever pitchers were hitting, but wouldn't you think that pitchers would be really good hitters by how they pitch, of knowing pitches and knowing, like, you know,
the way you can think through it,
the way you can think through it, even just like having a catcher behind you and the, you know, how they operate, and especially Skeens, because he was a former catcher. I would think that Skeens would be able to pick up on it already being a natural hitter before, faster than a lot of other players.
You would think that with catchers, too.
Right.
But yet our guy, Austin Hedges, exists.
Right. Exactly. So, like, but Skeens was already a proven decent hitter, I guess.
I wish, like, they're never going to do it, I don't think. But it's a fun hypothetical to talk about. If they were going to do it, I just wish they would have done it from the start. It would have probably delayed his major league debut, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was obviously ready as a pitcher. And it probably would have taken him a little bit to get beefed up as a hitter. 412-928-9370. If Paul's bat would help this lineup, then this team is worse than ever. yeah. So Shohei Ohtani back from Tommy John. This injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. No pitcher has ever had a losing record and won the Cy Young. Paul Skeens could break that mold. We'll tell you whether or not we think he's going to do it when we come back. He had a bad start against the Cubs and still went 5 2/3 scoreless. Like, he was not at the top of his game, and he put up zeros. The guy is a marvel. We'll talk more about Paul in our weekend review coming up next. Steelers still looking to get something done with T.J. Watt. Myles Garrett with a shot across the bow, Doran, which we'll get to coming up at the top of the next hour. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fun with numbers time. Garrett Cole, when he was getting regular at-bats as a pitcher in the National League in Pittsburgh, so 5 years with the Pirates, had a 420 OPS, a 198 on-base percentage, and a 174 batting average. Harry, you can get in on this too. So I'll say it again in case you were teaching intern RJ back there some stuff. Garrett Cole in 5 years hitting the baseball in Pittsburgh, 420 OPS, and we'll keep it with a 174 batting average. Do you guys think that Andy Rodriguez had a higher OPS this year than Garrett Cole did in his five-year Pirates career hitting the baseball?
No.
He did. How about Jack Sawinski?
No.
Correct. Jack Sawinski, 398 OPS, 128 batting average. How about Jiwon Bae?
Ooh. No.
You are correct. Jiwon Bae, 091 batting average, 258 OPS.
Oh, man.
And I'm sorry, Jack Sawinski was hitting 128 with a 398 OPS. Oh, my God. Is that the numbers I read before?
I think so,
yeah. Oh, okay. I got confused. Too many numbers. So, sure, why the hell not let Paul Skeens hit? Paul Skeens, the pitcher, pretty good. He is, right now, second in Major League Baseball in ERA with a 178 ERA. Second most innings pitched in all of Major League Baseball. He's just a third of an inning behind the league's leader. He's ninth in strikeouts. If he were to win the Cy Young in the NL, he would be the first Cy Young winner with a losing record. And you know what, dude? He's going to do it.
Yep.
I don't know, actually, that he'll finish with a losing record. Like, they are playing better baseball. I know they just lost 3 out of 4 to the Cubs, but under Don Kelly, they're winning more games. I bet you, because he's so damn good, he'll finish with a winning record. but he's minus 330 to win the NL Cy Young. Next closest guy, plus 1,200.
Wow.
He is the runaway wow. favorite to win the Cy Young. And my hope, man, I got to be careful with this because I've been dubbed the Skeens hater. I kind of want him to finish with a losing record and win the Cy Young because I think that would be the highest form of embarrassment
yeah,
to pirates. Potentially get them to right. spend some money this offseason.
Right.
Or at least I can rationalize it that way. He's minus 330 to win the Cy Young, and he's got a 4-6 record. That is incredible. That just tells you how good he is and how silly the win-loss statistic is for starting pitchers anymore. And then you think about Mitch Keller at 1-9 with a 4.08 ERA. It's ridiculous. To the football?
Sure.
We'll mix in more of our favorite moments from Oakmont coming up in this upcoming hour. But T.J. Watt and the Steelers still nowhere near a contract. This, according to Ray Fittipaldi, when we talked to him last week, Mark Caboli on the various stations. Now Miles Garrett is making comments. We'll get to that when we come back. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 76, low of 64. I was much more, well, I was like hanging on every weather report during the open. And now I'm just thinking about if I have a chance to cut my grass today. It's been like a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Very long.
Looks like the rough at Oakmont.
Mm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.